is about to do. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, the word that is getting ready to come forward, we thank you for the man or woman of God whom you have laid your hands on for such a time as this to bring forward your word unhindered and uncontaminated and uncorrupted, O Heavenly Father. We thank you because we know that we know that we know that you have already worked it out for our good and your glory. But we ask that you just continue to keep the Caribbean, Florida, and Houston, and all of Texas in your hands, O Heavenly Father. Father God, we ask that you keep a hedge of protection around the Dez De Leon family, the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who's just started this call. Lord, we want to make sure that we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We say amen, amen, and amen. I will now get out of the way and bring our beautiful host forward. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Prayer General. The floor is yours.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord. And I tell you, the Love Triumph tag is definitely in tune today, and we so thank God for you. Good morning, TMC family. And my name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Kai, say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunications sanctuary. And we're here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5 a.m. Pacific time. And just to give you a little history about our call, we just give God glory and honor for two anointed and appointed women of God that said yes to do this call every Monday through Friday, and it started back in October 2010. And it's through these wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. Now, this call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, of course, we definitely want you to invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, and anybody that you may come in contact with to tell them this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. We also encourage you to go to our website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net, where all messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And then you'll notice that the theme for this year, we got three more months. I say three. Is it three? Yes, October, September, October, November, December. Three more months in the year in 2017, by faith. Stand on it. By faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, please, you can do so by sending information to info@themasterscall.net. You can be a host, which is what Minister Kai did so sweetly, and then you can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord. And again, send it to info@themasterscall.net, where you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Now, many of us are part of this phenomenal company. It's the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven, and it is Artist International. We're under the umbrella of Artist Life, and we have helped so many people around the country as well as around the world with a better way of life, and it is with their health, because when we don't have our health, I don't know what we have. But anyway, this company has been in progress for over 26 years, and we're so thankful that God is doing great and wonderful things. So if you want to know more about this company, get on the new Morning Motivational Call, which is held right after this call every Monday through Friday. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The The code is 294-617-POUND. Now, if you have problems with those calls, we have a bridge number that you can use. It's 857-957-1147. Get on the call. You'll get some great information each and every day. Now, I won't prolong the time because we have a man of God who loves to give the word of God, and I tell you, he's just been a blessing to the masses as well as a blessing to us here on the Master's Call. He is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas, who is a baptized, born-again believer, an ordained minister. He's been preaching the gospel for well over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to lay pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. He's done so much as far as serving his area, serving in the ministry. He's a certified biblical counselor, a founder of and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. He has been sponsoring coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and even assisted the elderly. He truly believes in serving the masses, serving the community. He officiates Sunday school and in apartment complexes, and he's just been a blessing. He believes that iron sharpens iron, and that led him to organize and facilitate men's ministry. And it's just been a blessing to other men. He's committed to God, of course, and to his community. He's a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, 13-year board member of Downriver YMCA, and also past president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance. Pastor Everett is married to his beautiful wife, Cheryl, for well over 20 years. He constantly stands on working and doing the mission and the work of God and transforming lives in their everyday lives by spirit, soul, and body, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. We love and appreciate this man of God. We so thank him for being a part of this ministry. I introduce to some, present to others, none other than Pastor Everett Thomas from Ecorse, Michigan. Are you there, Pastor Thomas?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, man of God. Take it away.
God bless your heart. Thank you so much for the warm introduction. To God be the glory. Great things he has done and yet doing in our lives each and every day. Just wanted to thank God for the greeter, Minister Kai, and Mr. Brennan, both for doing an excellent job, and to commend Dr. P.K. Roberts, Patton, and Dr. Vanessa Westbrook for the platform and opportunity to share. And good morning to all of you, Master Carl family. Just want to invite your attention to a passage of scripture in Mark chapter 2, very familiar scripture, Mark chapter 2. And I'm reading from the Voice, or translation. Mark chapter 2, beginning of verse 1. Some days later, when Jesus came back to Capernaum, people heard that Jesus was back in town, and many gathered at the house where he was staying. Soon the crowd overflowed from the house into the streets, and still more people pressed forward to hear Jesus teaching the message of God's kingdom. Four men tried to bring a crippled friend to him, but since the crowd prevented their carrying him close enough to get Jesus' attention, they climbed up onto the roof, opened a hole in it, and lowered the paralyzed man on his mat down to Jesus. Jesus recognized the faith of these men. And Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Some scribes were sitting in the crowd, and they didn't like what they were hearing. Scribes reasoning to themselves, "What does Jesus think he's doing? This kind of talk is blasphemy, an offense against the Most High. Only God can forgive sins." And once Jesus realized what they were thinking, he turned to them, "Why do my words trouble you so? Think about this. Is it easier to tell this paralyzed man your sins are forgiven, or to tell him get up, pick up your mat and walk? still, I want to show you that the Son of Man has been given the authority on earth to forgive sins to a paralytic. He says, get up, pick up your mat, and go home. The man rose to his feet immediately, rolled up his mat, and walked out into the streets. Everyone in the crowd was amazed. All they could do was shake their heads, thank God for this miracle, and say to each other, we've never seen anything like that. Concluding at verse 12. We don't talk about so much we can talk about in this story, but we don't deal with teamwork this morning. Teamwork. You notice that the paralyzed man had four individuals to help him get to Jesus. And many times we have the lone ranger mentality. We try to do things on our own. I got this. I can do this. I can do it. But there comes a time when you need assistance. Everybody in life sometimes going to need a little help, especially during this time of storms and in areas of Houston and other areas of hurricanes. But we find out that when trouble comes, there's a time when we have to roll up our sleeves and help one another, regardless of our political affiliation, or our race, ethnicity, or whatever the case may be. We seem to find a common ground. We do need each other. I'm reminded of a song that Hezekiah Walker, I need you, you need me, I pray for you, you pray for me. We all are part of God's body. And of course, some of you may know the words. I wish that I don't know if the songbird is on. She may can say a verse at the end of the message, but we do need each other, and we can't make it without one another. So teamwork is very important. If we have a goal in mind, we need to work together. So we realize this paralyzed man needed to get to Jesus. Notice that the four could have said, what's in it for me? What are we going to get out of this? I know you want to get to Jesus, and you know, we're wasting time with you and you. What's in it for us? But you find that this team loved the man enough to say, look, you've been in this situation long enough, so we're going to make it happen for you. Amen. So they not only got to the house where Jesus was, but they realized it was too crowded. They could have said, well, hey, we tried. It's too crowded. Let's go back home and try it again next time. But no, they said, we believe in going all the way. So, of course, the story goes that he had such faith. They said, look, we're going to take you up on the roof and drop you down lower you down to Jesus and make sure you get your audience with him. So, of course, that took time to dig a hole in the roof. It took time and energy and mobility to strategize what they had to do to make sure the paralyzed man got to Jesus. So what kind of team do we have? Do we have a team that has that kind of tenacity, that type of commitment? Many of you may have heard of John Maxwell. I want to encourage you to get the Maxwell Leadership Bible. It has a lot of good notes in it. And so let me just share a little bit for you. And also to piggyback on Dr. P.K. Roberts' patent yesterday about the power of connectivity, we have to find good people, strong people, that we can team up with when it comes to living this life. So this is what the note says here in according to the Maxwell Bible. It says the law of victory. Four men got their friend to Jesus. Four men collected their paralyzed friend and attempted to take him to Jesus to be healed. But because of the large crowd, they could not reach Christ. So did they stop? Absolutely not. They cut a hole in the rope and used the rope to let their paralyzed friend down through the open. Leaders who practice the law of victory, understand now, this is the law of victory, don't allow obstacles to stop their progress. They determined to find a way to reach their goal and help their team win. Fulfilling a dream often does not come easy or within the realm of the conventional. In this case, practicing the law of victory forced the men to dare to do the difficult, the unorthodox, and the costly thing. So this is what the author here, John Maxwell, called the law of victory. In other words, be unstoppable. We have the mentality that ain't no stopping me now. I mean, you remember that song, to keep on moving. Then he goes back to the Old Testament in 2 Samuel. It talks about the law of victory and team building. It says repeatedly in 2 Samuel, King David gives us a good illustration of both the law of victory and effective teamwork. David finds a way to help Israel conquer again and again, and he keeps the people working together to achieve new goals. What can we learn about winning teams from David? And it states here, 8, shall say, components to a winning team. What is a winning team? Number one, a winning team starts with a plan, according to chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. Number two, a winning team develops a structure, according to chapter 8, verses 6, 14. A winning team, number three, has an anointed leader, chapter 8, verses 6 to 14. Number four, a winning team puts the interests of others first, according to chapter 8, verse 15. Number five, a winning team shares responsibilities with others, according to chapter 8, verses 16 to 18. Number six, a winning team helps each other out, chapter 10, verses 9 to 12. Number seven, a winning team develops winning team members, according to chapter 23, verses 8 to 12. And then number eight, a winning team breeds loyalty, according to chapter 23, verses 13 through 17. So it causes us to reflect on our artist's opportunity that we have with artist's life. We want to have a winning team. A team that embraces the law of victory. We call it downline, what have you, but it's the effectiveness that we have these kind of qualities in the members of our team. We don't want anybody that's going to be on our team that does not want to be so committed, so dedicated, so, amen, focused that they just sit down on the job. But we want somebody that's going to be that committed and dedicated as these four men that had the audacity to tear up somebody's roof. So we're gonna maximize the time. We took all this time and effort to get you here. No turning back. Amen, amen. No turning back. We're going to make sure you get to Jesus. Amen. So teamwork, 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 teamwork. What's teamwork? Teamwork is work done by several associates with each doing a part, but all subordinating personal prominence to the efficiency of the whole. That's the definition of teamwork. And, of course, we heard the state that together, teamwork is together, everyone achieves more. Teamwork makes the dream work. We heard all that. And this is a quote from Helen Keller. She says, life is an exciting business and most exciting when it is lived for others. Amen. So we're not in this by ourselves. This is something that we have to always remember, you know, that we are a part of God's body. And I pray for you. You pray for me. You know, that type of mentality will help us achieve our goals in life, knowing that we're not in this alone. So I just wanted to encourage us today that we are not here just for us. I mean, we are blessed to be a blessing. And connectivity, of course, as we heard yesterday, is so very important to connect with like-minded people, people that have like-minded goals, people that have the fear of God, people that love God. Amen. People to believe that there's nothing impossible with God. Amen. That we can have victory in any obstacle. You know, one door closed, we believe there's another door will open. Amen. We look at the situation with the storm, the hurricane. We see we have the tenacity, knowing and by walking by faith that we're going to get through this. I know you have a tree on your house. I'm going to help you get it off, and we're going to get this thing, you know, together, and get over this. We're going to make it happen together. You know, regardless if you're black, white, Jew, or Gentile, or what have you, we in this together. And so, my encouragement to us is to make sure we have teamwork mentality. Amen. Amen. As Dr. McKay, Roberts Patton said yesterday, saying from her grandmother, I believe it was, that birds of a feather flock together. Amen. We need a kind of team that, amen, that we are on one accord. And I'm reminded of a pastor some time ago, and he was so into his message, he kind of slipped and said, Jesus said, birds of a feather flock together, you know. And I said, well, hold on, wait a minute, I don't find that in the word. But anyway, that is a true statement. Of course, Jesus said it, but it is a true statement. We are who we, amen, hang around with, you know, as the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 13:20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools will be destroyed. So we have to choose wisely who's going to be on the winning team, who has a heart, amen, and a mindset for victory. It is so important. And understand, as we work toward our victorious living, there are haters. There are going to be haters, but don't let the haters turn you around as they try to discourage Jesus and try to question him, who you think you are, forgiving sins. Looking at the note here, says some who believe wholeheartedly in God's laws, Jesus is a troublemaker, a mere man who has a bad habit of making statements that take away from the honor due to the one true God. Scribes who make these kinds of accusations against Jesus are usually connected to the Pharisees, a Jewish sect, popular with the people, mostly middle class and religiously strict when it comes to following God's laws, or the Sadducees, a smaller Jewish sect made up of priests and aristocrats from Jerusalem. While the two groups often clash with each other politically and theologically, they do find common ground and sometimes even work together in opposing Jesus. So we got some opposition out there. If Jesus had it, we have it. But keep your hand in God's hand. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. When it comes to reaching your goal, amen, it's going to take teamwork. Find yourself a team. Make yourself available to others to share their dream as well as they share your dream. God bless you. Just want to share a few words with you. Back to you, my dear sister, Minister Brenda.
Praise God. Praise God, man of God. Thank you so much for that profound message and so on time this morning on teamwork. We so thank you, and I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious, holy, heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have brought us here once more and again to come before you to say thank you. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. Thank you, oh, Father, for being our God where we can cry, Abba, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you have sent your son, Jesus, that we may have a right to the tree of life. And not only that, Lord God, we thank you because you have shown us and let us know, Father, through this man of God, that teamwork is the work of you. That when two or three come together, touching and agreeing on anything, you're in the midst. You told us that in your word. We thank you, Lord, that you told us one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. That's teamwork. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you, Father, that many look to these different destructions and tornadoes and hurricanes and fires, that they're all destructions, acts of destruction. But, Father, you show yourself mighty with the handiwork of teamwork in the midst of it all. people risking their lives, Lord, to help somebody else. You've shown us that. You let us know that division is not of you, Lord God. So you've shown yourself mighty of how we can come together in spirit and in truth for our fellow man. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus that covers us all. And, Lord, we ask you to forgive us of all our shortcomings, of all our evil thoughts, of all our wicked ways, Lord God. We thank you that you have given us another opportunity to make the teamwork effort go forth in the spirit of love and in the spirit of peace. We thank you for this man of God. We ask that you continue to flow virtues of love, peace, and joy in his being, Lord God, and his surrounding. We thank you for blessing his family and everything that concerns him in the mighty name of Jesus. We glorify you, Father, for the word that's gone forth, and we ask you, Father, to help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers only, that we will continue to work in the effort of not just being selfish, but to help our fellow man and our sisters and our brothers in the way that you show us. We glorify you for every good and perfect gift coming from you this day and the days to come. We thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We ask that you continue to bless them in a mighty way, oh God. Bless their families. Bless their loved ones. Bless all that concerns them. Father, we thank you for a special blessing upon Dr. V, Lord God, who had to assist as far as her spiritual daughter going home, Lord God. We ask that you give her strength in the midst of it all. We thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing for Artist Life Family, Lord God. We ask that you continue to strengthen us, Lord God, that we help each other in such a miraculous way, Father God, that we'll see your hands in the midst of this company like never before. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing today and the days to come. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor for healing those that are sick. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb, for helping those and comforting those that are in the time of bereavement, Lord God. We thank you for doing it in the mighty name of Jesus. We give your name all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we say amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to share this call with somebody else today because it's definitely a profound message that God is delivering and by this man of God as well as by what we see on TV in the midst of all that's been going on around the country and around the world. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. Share this number. It's 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And also, we got the new morning motivational call coming up next, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. It's Presidential Tuesday, and we know that Executive President Candy gives some vital information about this company. And also, we want to enlighten each and every one of you, sharing and passing around that we are not having the conference this year in Las Vegas, and we thank God for our leaders, our co-owners, wanted to help the victims of these storms. So this is why the conference is being canceled, and we so appreciate them hearing from God because God wants us to act as a team. We thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning, and we hope that you share this with somebody else. Thank you, Minister Kai, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. We love and appreciate you. Thank you, man of God, for this profound message this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, henceforth, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, I need you to survive. God bless you. May God keep you.